Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Sherry from Kindle Crack Reviews. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, it's good to be here.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
What can I tell you, Laura? Let's see. I started Kindle Crack Book Reviews about 7 years ago. Mm. Love romance books. I used to be in publishing and I was a publicist and I retired and from that whole thing. And I'm a mom of two kids, two pugs, two guinea pigs.
Oh my gosh.
used to be a rock band drummer and what else? Give me books, wine, and coffee, and I'm a happy person.
Gosh, that's amazing. So we're going to talk about romance recommendations. So we got a couple of questions for you. So what is your favorite romance trope?
Oh my gosh. I feel like it changes. It's so funny. I feel like it changes all the time. Like right now, my favorite, I would say, would be like love triangles.
Really?
Right now I am loving love triangles and like dark forbidden romance type of situations. A lot of people don't like love triangles. I love them.
I love this. So you gotta tell me a couple of love triangles that we should check out.
All right, let's see. Let's see. First one that I would say, Even If It Hurts by Marnie Mann, that one, oh my God, that was just a crazy, crazy, complicated, rip your heart out love triangle that like made you think about your own beliefs and your own, you know, your own life. And it definitely, you know, you have to take like a walk in the character's shoes, so to say, and, you know, think about it from all points of view, like what went down. It was pretty intense.
That's exciting. Okay. I'm going to check that one out. I'm like, yeah. I don't hate love triangles. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like for me, it has to be a gut-wrenching opportunity or knowing that there's going to be a book about the other person who gets left out. That's another one. That's a way to feel like, okay, well, they're going to get their happily ever after, you know, in my head.
I know. I don't see. I'm so random. Sometimes I like don't. I don't need that happily ever after. And then other times, you know, I just like I'm in it for the angst. Like Serenading Heartbreak by Ella Fields. Mm. You know, that one made me want to drop kick my Kindle. It was filled with angst. It was like she put my heart in a blender and made the ultimate angst smoothie with it. Mm. And I loved it. I don't know. Just sometimes I don't necessarily need that whole happily ever after. I don't know.
That's okay. Let's talk about authors. Which author? Let's talk about authors. Which author are trying to autobuy and which ones should we check out their backlist?
Oh my gosh. My auto buys. I have a bunch of auto buys. First and foremost, I would say Vi Keeland and Penelope Ward. Yeah. Absolutely one click. I don't even bother with a synopsis. I just buy whatever they write. I love them. Love them. Julianne. Absolutely love her. Kate Stewart. Pepper Winters, LJ Shen, and I could go through backlist stuff. I have so many favorites.
I love this.
So you want me to give you a few suggestions or?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So Vi and Penelope have a new one coming out. It's Happily Letter After. Absolutely, I'm head over heels in love with this book. It's coming out on the 20th. And for Vi, I would say like backlist, I'd say check out We Shouldn't or The Baller. Absolutely, hands down, two of my favorites. For Penelope, I love the anti-boyfriend. And backlist, I would say Jake Undone and Stepbrother Dearest, especially Jake Undone. Jake Green is my book husband. I love him.
I love Stepbrother Dearest, and I love Neighbor Dearest. Like, it was like such a good duology. Like,
yeah,
we were so angsty and you were forbidden. It was just like so macho. I also love Room Hate for some reason.
Yes.
I absolutely adore that book.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love Cocky Bastard.
Oh yes, that was so good.
Isn't that awesome? There's all series based off of those, you know, like a spinoff, like you know, what do you call those, like there's other authors contribute, like a whole Cocky Bastard world of books. It's very cool. I love them. I love them separately, and I love when they write, you know, together. It's awesome.
Yes, they're awesome. Awesome. So what are some of your 5-star reads?
Oh my gosh. Some of my 5 stars. I would say, well, first of all, I love Happily Letter After. That's definitely, that's on the top of my list. I would say See a Room by Pam Godwin. Love that one. And I didn't think I was going to like it because there was like pirates involved. And I was like, no. Oh my God. I can't believe I almost passed that one up. More of my 5 stars. My gosh. Place Without You by Julianne.
Yes.
Heartbreak Warfare by Kate Stewart and Heather Orgeron. I can never say her last name. Heartbreak Warfare. I will scream from the rooftops forever about that one. That book, seriously, it's just such an emotion-packed book. I can't say enough good things about that one.
Okay. Yeah, you're giving me the best recommendations. You know, so you're giving me the best recommendations, which I absolutely adore.
Oh, awesome. I have more. Verity by Colleen Hoover. I love Colleen's dark side. I don't know. Verity was awesome. That book was just crazy. Another 5-star for me would be More Than This by Jay McLean. I absolutely love the whole More Than This series. It's more of along the lines of like, you know, like YA-ish, but I absolutely, it's packed with the feels, that one. The Transcend Duet by Julianne. I could hug those books. And I would say Mists of the Serengeti by Layla Attar is a 5-star for me also.
I love this. So, okay. So you're a fan of contemporary, and actually I'm curious for new adult, because I actually adore those books and I haven't read that many lately. So I'm looking for recommendations for new adult, but if you have contemporary, that's totally cool. What has been a book that you read, that you love, and you want to share with the world?
I would say I still think about this book, The Girl in the Love Song by Emma Scott.
Yes. Okay.
That, love that one. When You Came Back to Me, also by Emma, which is a male romance. Mm-hmm. Loved it. More contemporary, actually a little bit more new adult would be More Jade, that whole series by Laura Pavlov. It's fabulous. Really good. I love Laura Pavlov. She's kind of new to me, and anything that I've read by her, I've loved. And they're all pretty like new adults, you know, almost some of them are a little bit coming of age-ish. And then I would say from contemporary, Flock and Exodus, the Ravenhood Duet by Kate Stewart is definitely a top read for me.
I love this. All right. So you're also a fan of Rockstar, Forbidden Romance. You just touched upon a couple of Forbidden Romance or Romantic Suspense or Romance Suspense. What has been a book that you read this past year that you love within those or any other book that you're like, I need to recommend?
This year, what I've read this year that's so random, that just stuff that sat on my Kindle.
Yeah.
That I was in my reader group and was chatting with people, and they're like, we can't believe you didn't read. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go and do it. I'm going to carve out time. And I read Carnage by Leslie Jones. Mm-hmm. And that book just, I ripped my heart out. It was one of those rip your heart out kind of books. Loved it. I don't know. It's something with me and like having my heart ripped out. I don't know. Bright Side by Kim Holden. That was another one. That was awesome. I read this year. That's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah, that's an oldie one, but it's been recommended, not in this podcast, but I heard it in BookTube quite a few times. I probably own it, but I feel like it's going to be heart-wrenching, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm in the emotional state for it.
Yeah, you have to be, and that's why I was putting it off at the time. I wasn't like, I go in stages where I'm like, yeah. I feel like, you know, those rip your heart out kind of books where I feel like a love triangle type of thing. Mm-hmm. I go in stages, and it's just, I find like the craziest things on my Kindle that like I totally neglected and that are awesome. And I'm just finally glad I got around to them from chatting with people, you know, that made me go pull the trigger on it.
So when do you read? Like, do you read during breaks? Like, when? How do you get your reading done?
Oh my gosh. I literally was up with a flashlight. The other night I was reading Sorrow by Tiffany DiBartolo. It's coming out. And when I read, I feel like I'm like reading all night. I'm really taxed these days because with homeschooling and the whole virus situation, there's just not enough time in the day to be able to do it. But now, you know, but now everyone's working in my house is working from home, school from home. So it's kind of distracting. So,
yeah. So tell us where you can find you online.
Where you can find me. Oh my gosh. You could find me at Kindle Crack Book Reviews on Facebook. My reader group, Kindle Crack Book Reviews Daily Fix. Do a lot of giveaways and fun stuff. At Kindle Crack on Instagram, which is definitely, I do a combination of book and my work sense of humor kind of stuff on there. My blog, kindlecrack.net, and that's pretty much it. I'm all over the place at Kindle Crack.
I love this. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Laura. I hope I gave you guys, gave you some good book recommendations.
Yes, you did. It's a thing. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatreadnextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTORE10 to save. Visit whatreadnextblog.com/queenbeereads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.